Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. Queensland house prices have increased by around 60% in the past 4 years, according to PropTrack. Senior economist Paul Ryan says people are continuing to vacate metro areas in the hopes of finding a larger home in a lifestyle location like North Queensland.
There has been this uplift in the number of people moving to Queensland. We've seen that slow down, but we're still seeing price growth all across Queensland. And our report kind of shows why. It's still the case that there are more affordable homes across regional Queensland than there are really in other states.
Police are seeking urgent assistance to locate a missing woman from Kerwin. The 54-year-old woman was last seen on Daytona Drive around 5:20 p.m. yesterday. She is described as Caucasian, approximately 157 centimetres tall, with auburn hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a white top and blue pants and may be travelling in a white Honda CR-V. And the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator is now calling the shots right across Oz, with Queensland the final jurisdiction to fall in line over the weekend. NHVR Chief Operations Officer Paul Salvati says it means a streamlined approach for industry.
They'll now have a single point of interaction around heavy vehicle safety across the eastern seaboard and down into South Australia and Tasmania.
100 staff are moving across from Transport and Main Roads, while an additional 60 staff are being added to assist Queensland operations with a new head office in Townsville. Taking a look at local sport, it wasn't the Cowboys' night last night after a frustrating loss to the Cronulla Sharks in round 7 of the NRL. The boys in blue struggled to score against the Sharks, going down 6 points to 42. They've now dropped to 8th position on the leaderboard. Cowboys co-captain Ruben Cotter says their defence needs serious work.
We haven't been good enough for most of the season around those areas, and you know, our discipline, little yardage penalties, put us under pressure. That's compounded by a few errors that we make.